It's the Mornings with Ed show. We are straight up at 10 o'clock. Coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, Laura Oatman, District Director for Harley Ruta's office. Also, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Later this afternoon, Mayor Bob Whalen, he's 1 o'clock. We'll get an update from him. But currently, right now, Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, on the phone with us. Captain Johnson, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. I want to talk to you. It's beautiful out right now. We're expecting a beautiful and sunny weekend. Can you tell us what kind of preparations the police department is doing for this weekend? Do you have extra bodies lined up to keep people off the beaches and such?
Well, the police department, in partnership with Marine Safety, we're preparing for the weekend. We have our signage up. We have our closures planned. And yes, we have staff additional people to help us with the closures at the beach, just provide some education.
Okay, so if you find a family of four, for let's say from San Bernardino, out on the beach, you educate them to step off the beach without ticketing them or penalizing them at that point?
Yes, that's our plan. We have signs, the change of message boards at all the ingress points to the city. We have signs on the beach, and our plan really is to provide a lot of education right now, because we understand that there's so much information out there right now.
Right.
It can be hard to tell what's open and closed, and we're there to provide education, really not enforcement unless that becomes necessary.
Okay. All right. And businesses, how about non-compliant businesses? You and I are going to discuss for a minute here about some businesses in town. Are you finding that in most cases businesses are complying?
Yes, I would say in most cases businesses are complying. We've reached out to several businesses that we received word that were considered non-essential and they were open, and we've been able to achieve compliance with them.
Okay. I want to share something personal with you that my listeners and I have all noticed at the same time, and maybe you can help us through this here. That a couple of days ago, I'd gotten calls from listeners, and I noticed myself that the car wash, Sweetwater Car Wash, was open, and immediately after, upon notifying you, a unit went down and took care of it, and they shut down. I have just now, 10 minutes ago, they were open, and I saw a beach patrol unit getting washed. So is the police department, is everyone on the same page, and is everyone at the police department aware of the what is an essential business and what is not?
Everyone at the police department is aware of what's a non-essential business and what's not, but there's a little bit more to it with the car wash, and I'll just take a quick moment to explain that. We've been out there talking with the folks at the car wash, and we have achieved cooperation with them. We asked them to close, and they did. And then we had some conversations with them about why they believe that they were an essential service. And what they explained to us is that what they're providing, for the most part, is they are cleaning vehicles, but a lot of those vehicles that they're cleaning are rideshare vehicles like Uber and Lyft, or vehicles that provide transportation for seniors and things like that. So they are actually providing disinfecting on the interior of those vehicles. So what we worked out with them was that they would continue to provide that service, because it is necessary to provide that service, but that they would ensure that the customers who are waiting for their vehicle to be cleaned would practice social distancing, because that was really the crux of the issue. You had all these people right next to each other waiting for their car, so we were able to implement a process with them that allowed them to continue providing the service, to continue to provide, clean the interior vehicles, so that people could continue to get transportation, which is considered an essential service, but it would also provide for social distancing and less of the ability for any of the workers at the car wash or the patrons to get really close to each other.
Okay, as I observe them, I'm seeing that they've got two people inside the car wiping it down and working on the windows. That's way less than 6 feet. That in itself, just two workers cleaning the inside of whether it's an Uber car or not, that's not safe. They're just a couple of feet away from each other. Are we doing anything to make sure that they're at least practicing safe purposes? And how can we, really? And I'm going to go back to the initial question of why is a beach patrol car getting washed?
Well, so we can work with them if we observe things like you're talking about, two workers in the car at the same time. We can work with them to iron out their business practices, because this is new for them, just like it is for everyone else. So we want to be in partnership with the community. And the other thing, the beach patrol cars, Sweetwater generally cleans the police cars anyway, so they're just providing that service to one of our police department vehicles. But at the same time, we are working to find a different means to get our police vehicles clean so that we don't have to use sweet water during this time. But right now, they're the place that we are contracted with to provide vehicle cleaning service.
Okay, so the competing car washes, because there's three competing car washes in town. There's one at the little gas station in North Laguna. There's one here just beside the radio station that does detail. So would they be able to open up as well?
Well, I don't want to give a blanket statement about what people can and can't do. It really depends on what kind of service they're providing and their what their business model is to provide the service for cleaning cars, cleaning interior cars, while still having social distancing or that physical distancing. So certainly we're willing to work with businesses who believe that they're providing an essential service, that they're cleaning vehicles that are used for rideshare or seniors and things like that. We certainly want to work with them. We want that service to be available because we still do need transportation in the community. But it's certainly going to be on a case-by-case basis, but it's not one car wash over the other car wash. We treat them all the same. And had Sweetwater had to close down, we would just have lived with that and not worried about getting our police vehicles clean there.
Right. Okay. Anything you want to tell our listeners before we go?
Certainly. It's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. It's going to be beautiful out. And while our beaches are closed and while the parks adjacent to those beaches are closed, other parks in town are open. And I encourage everyone to get out, use those parks in their neighborhoods, and call us if they see anything that shouldn't be happening. But enjoy the nice weather to the extent you can by patronizing those parks in your area. Continue to practice that physical distancing and continue to pay attention to our city website and our social media. Yeah, we provide updates pretty much on a daily basis to the community about what's going on. I just want to thank everyone for their cooperation and for their engagement in this process.
Captain Johnson, I really appreciate your honest answers, and I appreciate your work, and I'd love for you to stay safe out there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department.